This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A veterans breakfast will be held at 8 this morning at the Campbell County Senior Center. The meal is free for veterans and just $4 for any guest or spouse. Organizer Paul Wosner says the breakfasts are held to bring veterans together. The January breakfast will be at 8 a.m. January 25th at the Senior Center and will feature a keynote speaker. At a city council retreat last week, Police Chief Chuck Denton announced plans for the Gillette Police Department to begin working on becoming a nationally accredited law enforcement agency. There is no state standard for accreditation, but there is a national group, the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement, or CALEA. Denton will move forward with the idea, bringing it to the city council at an upcoming work session. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city of Gillette received $2.78 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds this past June and is slated to receive the same amount again this coming spring. That money needs to be earmarked by 2024 and spent by the end of 2026, so city staff has come up with four priorities that they presented to the city council at a retreat last week. The top priority was to upgrade the wastewater lift station at Camplex. Also on the list were police equipment and the city pool. The city council will continue to work on finalizing the list before putting it to a vote. Wyoming gas prices have fallen 6.7 cents per gallon in the past week, averaging $3.31 a gallon on Monday, although prices in Campbell County have dropped below that, with prices averaging $2.94.3, the second lowest in the state. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.